Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We want to talk about hospital car parking charges, and we want to know how much are you paying to park your car if you're maybe attending a hospital or visiting a loved one in some of the hospitals right around the country. I'll tell you how much you're paying, because this breakdown of figures by the HSE tells us that Irish people spent a record 17 million euro on parking charges at the public and voluntary hospitals last year. And just to give you a little bit more insight, that compares to 7 million in 2021. Like, it's a 140% increase over the guts of about a 4.5 year period. Edel is with me on the line today. Edel, I believe you're very unhappy about the cost of hospital parking charges.
Well, gosh, Andrea, first of all, I want to say, Sophia, amazing girl, yeah, incredible. But it kind of rocks you. You kind of shake after listening to that. But anyway, right, about the hospital thing. Now, I've had the privilege of seeing this from both sides, simply because I lived beside a hospital when I had my children, and then I moved to the countryside. And there is a huge difference. It is a privilege to be able to walk into a hospital and to be able to walk out with your children in their little carry-cot home with your husband, which is less than 10 minutes walk away. The difference, but not just that, it's the cost. The cost. I now live in the countryside and I still have to attend hospitals, like everybody does. We all do. We don't do it. We're not there because for fun of it. We're there because we're under stress. Where there's an illness in the family, something is happening, isn't right. So we're in a hospital and we're having to attend family in hospitals. The last thing you want is to drive in to a car park and look for... Originally, we used to have to look for somewhere to pay your meter or have money on you. And then if you didn't have money, you'd have to go to the shop in the centre of the thing. And it just throws you into chaos when you should be really concentrating on your loved one and their needs and getting them into the hospital. And I feel that it's cruel to drive into hospital grounds, look for parking, and... It's not healthy for us.
No. And have you had to attend hospitals frequently, Edel, with family?
I've had to attend quite a lot of hospitals, Andrew, because I have a daughter with a disability.
Okay.
So I was attending hospitals in London, and that was very stress-free because it was close by, and then Guy's Hospital was a train trip, which was less than 15 minutes. So where we were living was down in Greenwich. So then we were travelling to Charing Cross, or we had a close by hospital. But nothing by comparison to the stress. Now, I've been to Waterford, I've been to Cork Hospital, I've been to Tala, I've been to all of them.
And roughly how much are you talking about having to pay, Del, for each of those trips?
I don't think about it, Andrea. I never think about it. But it's not just the cost for the car park. It's the cost of... One, your time. The other thing that you've got to give yourself a whole day to go to a hospital from the countryside, you know, to Dublin or to Cork, and that's a whole day.
And the stress and everything that comes with that, that comes with that as well, Edel. Let me just bring in Deirdre for a moment, Edel. Deirdre, you're a skin cancer survivor, isn't that right?
Yes, it is. Hello, Andrea.
How are you doing? Good.
So thanks.
You've had more, I suppose, time spent in hospital than most of us. But I mean, you've, I'm sure, some stories about trying to park in the hospital car parks around the country.
And like, I mean, I remember originally when I first was diagnosed, and I was up and down to Waterford quite regularly. And you know, as that caller there, Adele, was saying, like, the stress of getting to the hospital alone and looking for parking, and you know, then when you come out then and you realise, like, because you could be in there for a couple of hours, like, seeing different consultants. And then when you come out then and to see quite a hefty, you know, parking fee, is like a burden that you don't want or stress that you don't need after that. Now, I do know that the Irish Cancer Society have, you know, tried to waiver the charges on certain hospitals, and there are certain concessions and all that. But when you're in the midst of whether you're, you know, myself going for treatment or whether you're going to see a loved one that has cancer like my father did. And, you know, the last thing you're doing is wanting to go around looking to see who you can talk to try and get passes or get concession passes to get out of the car park. But, you know, I'm still attending hospitals and I'm still, you know, doing all that. And I mean, you know, it is expensive. And especially if you're out of work, like, I mean, a friend of mine is actually attending a hospital today to get biopsies. And I mean, she's out of work. So with the added stress of that alone, and then to worry about then, you know, the parking fee, but
I can see some of the, you know, even the texters getting in touch as well, Deirdre, with the charges around the country and some telling us that there is a maxed daily rate capped at some of the hospitals. But like, it's still, you're still talking about €10.
Yeah, like it is still. And I have to say, like my own hospital, Wexford General Hospital, are actually good. You know, they have a cap as well. But, you know, still, like, I mean, that's great. But if you're travelling to another hospital, not only have you the expense of the travel expense of the diesel and stuff like that, but then, you know, on top of then the extra cost of the parking fee, you know. And I mean, you know, I would generally, I've no problem if we had to pay an amount, but that if it went back to the HSE, and I know this was mentioned before to the government, but went back to the HSE and the money was used for research on, you know, for cancer treatment or for any medical treatments, that, you know, it's not just about, I know my own story about skin cancer, but across the board, for anyone attending a hospital with any medical illness, you know, it's very stressful. And I think it definitely needs to be capped or definitely needs to be reduced across the board. Yes, some hospitals will come back and say they have a reduced rate, but then there is a lot that don't. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. 087 1400 106 is the number. Siobhan O'Neill White from MAMS.ie is joining us, Deirdre, on the line as well, because I believe, Siobhan, you had recent experiences with hospital car parking charges.
Yeah, we've been in Beaumont quite a lot in the last year. One of my daughters was sick last year, and then one of my daughters was in for a week this year, and they have it capped at €9 a day. But she was in for a week, so we were up every single day, you know, bringing her clothes and helping her and this, that, the other. So that was more than £50 in parking, just for the parking, never mind the petrol and everything else. And that is a lot. If you're going in with a child, there's no parent and baby spaces in hospitals. The car park spaces are really small. The last time I was going into Beaumont, there was a woman trying to park her car, and I had to get out and park it for her because they're really tight. So it's like
they're
maximising. It's so tight, she couldn't get the car in. I put it in for her. So if you're in a car and if you've got babies in the car, good luck trying to get that door open, because it's really difficult. The spaces are very, very tight. There is a shortage of spaces. And it just baffles me when the new children's hospital opens in 10 years' time or whenever it's going to open. That's just going to cause chaos in that area. Now, I know there will be way you can get there by public transport, but if you have a sick child, you're going to have to get them in the car or get them in somebody's car and get them there. And that's just going to cause an absolute nightmare for parents, much like Temple Street causes a nightmare and Connolly causes a nightmare. And we were over there recently in Connolly and all the spaces were full. So the car park's not very big. And there were cars parked up on the grass verges and we nearly couldn't even get into the car park. So there wasn't enough spaces. There was nowhere to park. It is still paid parking. And we had to wait. We were late for the appointment. We had to wait for somebody to leave. You know, the way you're driving around the day before Christmas looking for someone to pull out of a space. It was like that, driving around, waiting and waiting for a space. So the cost of it, the stress of it, I think that it's just not, the hospitals aren't, they're not situated properly that it's easy to get to them with public transport. It really, really isn't. Connolly is an absolute nightmare to get to if you have kids, and it's either there or Temple Street. So even if one of my daughters needed to have bloods done, we would have to go, we're living in Meath, we would have to go to Temple Street or Connolly, because they don't do that in our GP or in the hospital that's close to us. So we would have to go there because that's where they do it for kids. So it's adding an extra journey, and then you have the nightmare when you get there of trying to find parking. And around Temple Street is a nightmare, and it's really expensive.
So €9.
And then you have to come out, and €9 is the capped fee for 24 hours.
Some texters telling me, some listeners are telling me it's €10, and others, other texters talking about they've paid €17, even at a capped rate as well, Siobhan.
Yeah, well, I paid €9 a day in Beaumont for 6 days with her, with my daughter. Well, so we were there every day.
You can see how...
Just,
You can see how the figures reach 17 million, can't you?
Well, the worst thing is, like, that money is going into people's pockets. Like, it's privatised. I actually know someone who has a share in a hospital car park. Very wealthy man has a share in a hospital car park. So it's not...
Well, I know the Cancer Society had previously reiterated calls for, the hospitals to waive the parking charges for cancer patients too. Like, this texter tells me, I'm a cancer patient at the University Hospital in Limerick and parking there for the oncology patients is free. The problem, though, is trying to reach the car park because the campus is often full, says this texter. Hilary is with us on the line. 1800 453 106 is the number. What's your experience, Hilary?
Well, because I live in County Clare, our experience is slightly different. We do have a cap of €10 a day in UHL, but our problem is getting there and then finding the parking because we live in Clare. So if you live in North Clare, it could take you an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours to actually get to UHL. And remember, you're sick. Then you have to queue up to get into the car park, and it could take you between 20 minutes, half an hour, even more, just to get parking. And it's only when people are leaving that you'll get a parking space. So you're literally sitting there waiting for somebody to come out.
And you're just circling and circling until that space
circling
becomes free.
Circling. And you can imagine now when you have an appointment at 12 and you're still circling at half 11, you're stressed, you're worried, you're vulnerable, and you have to go in and see a consultant. So already you're maxed. And you're frightened because you don't know what the results may be or whatever. Mm. So I actually had a friend of mine was going in because her mother was getting test results. The consultant rang him and said, come in now. We have the test results. 2 hours later, he was still driving around that car park.
That's so bad.
And he was really worried. He was just ringing me saying, oh my God, I won't be able to meet the consultant. And he knew it was going to be bad news. So it was all that attached to it. And I'd love to know, where is that 17 million actually going?
It's a lot of money, isn't it? I think it's the fact.
Isn't
I think
it?
What most people seem to be surprised at today from the messages coming in. And I should say these figures were provided in response to there was a parliamentary question from the Sinn Féin spokesperson on health, David Cullinan. But they are figures that have been the breakdowns being provided by the HSC. 17.7 million on car parking charges at public and voluntary hospitals last year, compared to 7.3 million in 2021. So is it that there's more people frequenting hospitals that the figures have jumped, or is it that the price to park the car has actually increased instead? Jerry is on the line. Jerry, what's your experience? We got Jerry.
Well, that's good, because all this has to be investigated, you know. I mean, some of these hospitals have 24-hour paying display parking. Where are you going with 24 hours? How are you going to get clamped at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know? It's all the money racket has to be investigated. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, well, sure. I mean the charges are. I suppose it's there, and it's the prices are visible, Jerry, for people before they go in to park to get the car. You know, they'll see what they are. But you just as too much, is it? That's your.
Yeah, well, you should be given 2 hours free. You know, like as you do in Liffey Valley, and then after you pay by the hour. The whole thing is it's a joke. You know, they have to be investigated. Where all the money goes, these car parking charges. You know what I mean? Absolutely joke.
Yeah, listener here says, one of the big issues is that a lot of the 9-to-5 administrative staff they have free parking at a lot of the main hospitals, says this texter. So no issue with the medical and the shift workers, but a lot of space could be freed up if maybe some of the daily administrative staff were to take public transport. Perhaps if they were charged, they would do so, says this listener. Email is lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. Christy is on the line. Christy, what's your experience trying to park in hospital car parks around the country?
Yeah, well, I suppose here in Donegal, we have the Letterkenny Hospital here. And yes, at times it's extremely difficult to get a car parking space in or near the hospital. You know, you have to take into consideration of the elderly patients or long-term patients that need to get close to the hospital. They'll have to maybe park across the road and they... where we have the St. Paul's side of it, offices, Letterkenny University Hospital. Another thing is some people are parking in where the ambulances are parking because there isn't sufficient parking spaces. Now, we've seen an explosion in revenue from 2022 to 2025 in Letterkenny and the car parking facilities from 97,000 to 402,000. Which is a 315% increase. So,
and it's not. I take it, Christy, that it's not that there's more parking available. You know, that's
no,
why the revenue's up.
It's absolutely difficult to get any parking space. The big problem here is, and I can see it, and nobody's discussing it, is that the small hospitals that we had here in Donegal, especially, and I'm not only talking about Donegal now, where you had Cairn Donagh, you had Dunloe, and you had Ballyshannon hospitals. Everything is now concentrated in Letterkenny University Hospital. I think what they could do is where consultants or people are, there's a callback for people for dialysis or for treatments of same shape or form, that the hospital could inform the car parking, the Eurocar parks who operate ours, that people should be exempted if they give hand in a number, plate number, and should be exempted for that day or number of days from the cost of parking in those areas. But the problem is, even if you did get an exemption or concession, is trying to find a parking space in those areas as well. It's extremely difficult.
Yeah, and as this texter here tells us, they work in a hospital and the parking for staff in the settings is absolutely ridiculous, never mind trying to provide parking for staff as well. They keep expanding the hospitals without ever expanding the parking facilities. It would take me 3 hours to get to work via public transport versus 30 minutes by car, says this hospital worker. Keep your stories coming into us. Email is lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. 17 million. Is how much the Irish public spent on car parking charges at the public and voluntary hospitals around the country last year. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.